back on the track. We're joined by the North Butler Boys 4x200 meter relay team as they are off to state as well. The second automatic qualifier for North Butler. Right now we're joined by the first leg, Tucker Pakey. Tucker, talk about the start for this for your guys in this 4x200.
No, we just had to get out strong, get a good start out here, and then Clayton, you know, strongest guy on the team, he had to push it on second end. Then we just had good finishers.
What was the competition like? Because some of those teams are kind of familiar at the top of Iowa East, top of Iowa West. You've probably seen them before. What was competition like?
You know, they're pretty hard. They're good pushers. They help us a lot during the meets, pushing ourselves and everything.
And between now and state, what happens with preparation with that here, Tucker?
We just got to keep pushing ourselves at practice, push each other, everything. Yep.
All right, congratulations. Thanks for talking.
Yep.
Next, we're joined by the second leg, Clayton Towsley. He's helping me out here. I wrote it down wrong. It was wrong online, so I have a backup there. But anyway, second leg, Clayton Towsley. Clayton, talk about that second run for you.
Well, I just saw Tucker coming down the back stretch, and I saw him coming in strong. So I just knew that if I took that stick and I got out hard and I could beat the guys off the curve, that we'd be set up pretty well for Jackson Miller to take it on the back stretch back to Stroker.
What did you see with the competition out there?
Honestly, I expected it to take a longer time for me to catch up to him, but it felt good knowing that I could break off the curve and catch up to him with that. It felt very comfortable. It felt like we definitely have some time to shave off, but it felt great to have a solid race with good handoffs all the way through.
You're off to state. How does that feel?
Feels pretty good. It's been a while.
All right, congratulations, Clayton. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Now we're joined by the third leg, Jackson Miller. That's correct, right? Okay.
Yep.
How'd you feel in that third run?
I was really nervous about our handoff. We've been practicing all week, and it's been up and down. But once I got the baton, just kind of shifted into gear and took it, and our handoff went really well.
What'd you think of the competition out there?
The competition is definitely strong here at districts compared to the last few meets of the year, and I think they helped us push to get our time the way it was tonight, and couldn't appreciate it enough.
And you're off to state. How does that feel for you?
It feels amazing. It'll be the first time I'll be down there, so new things everywhere.
Another run with the boys.
Yep.
All right, and finally we got the fourth leg, Stroker Coop. Stroker, talk about that last run there.
It was good. I saw Miller coming in really fast, and I knew that we were doing good, so I just knew I had to get to that finish line and make it first place.
What'd you think of the competition out there? I've been asking all four of them, just what'd you think of the competition? Some teams you're more familiar with than others.
We knew the competition was good from the start. Me and Towsley had a little prayer before, and we just gave it to God, and he got us there.
Finally, Stroker, you're off to, I know last year up at St. Anne's Street, you had an event where I don't know if you just made it or just missed it as an at-large, but you're off to stay in an event here, Stroker, how does that feel?
Feels amazing. That's also my first time up there.
That's very good. Congratulations and good luck next week.
Thank you.